Hey, Gail.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, sorry. Let's tie that for a second.
No worries. I figured you were busy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, first name, B-R-O-C-K. Did I got that right?
Right.
All right. What's your last name?
Shackett. S-H-A-C-K-E-T-T.
S-A-C-K. Sorry.
S-H-A-C-K-E-T-T.
Got it. Perfect. And then a good email for you is at brock@powercamel.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I've got your number as 623-363-4904.
Yep.
And is that also your business line?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And now you are, let's see, this time of year, you're in Mountain Time Zone. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
So it is 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. I want to make sure I had it right. I always get goofed on Arizona. You guys back and forth. All right. And then, let's see. So for company, oh, I know, I missed one little detail. So on the credit card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
Middle initial is R.
Got it. And then company name, Power Camel. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
So that's a trade name. So the actual company name is Shackett Enterprise.
I'm going to use your DBA. I'll use Power Camel here because this is what's going to show up. So we'll stick with that. And then let me see if I got your address from your website here. Nope, I guess it doesn't list your address. It just says Peoria, Arizona. All right. So I'll need an address that corresponds with the credit card billing.
Yeah, 26114 North,
mm-hmm.
121st Avenue, Peoria, Arizona, 85383.
Perfect. Thank you. And then, side address, we got that. Now, Brock, did you want to go with the 200 or did you want to do another increment above that?
Let's start with 200 and see what it does.
Okay. You got it. Maybe somebody set that up for me. I had to message them real quick. And I'm going to send you a couple of texts. One, I believe I already sent you. It's my contact information, but I'll send it to you again so you got it there. And then, so I'm the lead on your account. So you can put me in your phone. If you ever have questions or problems, you can reach out to me. And then I'm also sending you customer service. That's actually where you'll reach your technicians. And that one is on its way to you, too. And I'm going to do a couple things on my checklist here, make sure we got everything right. So part of my job is making sure that we're 100% see the cue, the barky dog. Clearly, I work from home. Anyway, part of my job is making sure we've got everything 100% accurate. We don't want anything off when it goes out of here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm grabbing, like, your website address, and then I'll go get your Facebook in a minute here, too. So we're going to say solar installation. solar system. Any other keywords that your people are searching or that you'd like to be found for?
Solar panels, solar batteries, home batteries.
Solar power self-sufficient.
I do have a list of.
Oh, great.
Just a second. And my other guys, they sent me like a breakdown of the searches that people are doing.
Oh, perfect.
All right, just downloading.
No worries. Will you do that? I have developed on a couple of other things. And your webpage, Bronk, is that it's under, why do I keep saying, trying to say polar? Polar has nothing to do with camels. Power Camel, right?
Yeah, it's powercamel.com.
Let's see.
All right, so, yeah, I guess some of them have to do with location, so like solar sales in Surprise, solar company in Surprise.
Okay.
Solar company, Peoria.
Okay. Okay, got it.
I'm looking at solar purchasing in Peoria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops. Get Arizona on there. Shouldn't be it, but.
If there's any other big ones there.
And then, Brock, whenever you have a second, I'm going to need you to text me your Facebook address. For some reason, it doesn't want to come up for me.
Okay, let me see.
Giving me all kinds of strange things that... Nothing for you. Came up with something in Sri Lanka. I don't think that's the one either.
No. Yeah, let me see what I got here.
I know I threw a lot at you, but any luck.
Yeah, sorry. Just on my phone, but it wasn't letting me pull stuff up. Yeah. Or use data while I'm on the phone with you for some
reason. Oh, that. Oh, darn.
I'm checking on my iPad if I can find that.
And I'm going to send you a couple of things while you're doing that. One is I'm going to text a link information about our call tracking. And then I also sent you an email about the information about the reporting dashboard that you'll have access to. And again, another informational.
Okay, so where would I see the address on Facebook?
Let's see. If you just go to your profile, you should be able to, go to the page, and then you should just be able to copy the URL out of the address bar.
So I'm in the Facebook app.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you go to your Facebook page, and then you should just be able to copy the website address right out of the address bar up at the top.
Yeah, there's not an address bar on the app.
Mm. Oh.
It does say on my home page here. Hold on. At PowerCamelAZ.
PowerCamelAZ. Let me try searching that.
That might.
There it is. Perfect. Thank you, Brock.
Yeah.
That was exactly what I needed. It was just, I wasn't searching it quite right. And while I'm here, I'm going to give you a like, too.
All right.
Perfect. And then, did that email make it through to you?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple emails.
Perfect. Okay. Let's see. For us to contact you, Brock, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Which works best?
Text probably best.
Got it.
Well, is that for contacting me as in sending the link to me?
Or if we have other things we need to contact you for, information, things like that.
Okay.
Six. I found a typo here, and I don't like them. Here we go. I hit the paste button instead of the bold button. And then hours of operation. What are those showing as? Oh, let me see. I might actually have it right here. Looks like Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. And then 10 to 2 on Saturday, closed Sunday. And then doing websites. Let's see. what we're missing. All right, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this is a call, I'll call you, but then we'll talk with your technician and just go over more information. They'll do quality control, one more check to make sure I've got all of your information right, and then just discuss where you want your ads to run specifically, anything special you want highlighted in them, if you've got specials coming up or currently running that you want in there. So we block an hour for the call, but typically it only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I think being that we're just doing Facebook ads and not doing website and such, it'll probably be shorter than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excuse me. So we schedule them on the hour. Let's see. Tomorrow we've got, it looks like, almost every hour on the hour, starting at 8 a.m. and going through 4 p.m. Does anything in there work for you, Bob?
Noon is good.
Okay. Noon, it is. Yep, that'll work perfectly. Let me build that calendar appointment real quick, and then I'll send that over to you too, and then that'll hold your spot for tomorrow. Wait, you know, you'd think I was off for 2 weeks trying to get back into the swing of everything on a Monday. Like, wait a minute, where is this? And it's my calendar. Where's my calendar? Things I use every day. All day long. It's kind of funny. Or maybe I need more caffeine, or maybe my computer does. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely dragging today a little bit.
You know, I feel totally awake. I'm all good there. I had plenty of sleep, even rested a bit over the weekend. But it's just like finding things again, it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you're tired today, huh?
Yeah, just
kind of hard to get back in it.
Yeah.
All right, so I sent.
In Arizona, it's been, I mean, for us, it's been a lot cooler, so.
Kind of, oh, has it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
But, you know, it is relative, though. You know, I mean, guys who've been over, like in Afghanistan, where it's, you know, 110 during the day, they come back home, and it's in the 90s or close to 100, and we think it's roasting. And they're like, oh, no, this is, I need a jacket. You know, so it is kind of what your body gets used to, for sure. All right, and Roth, I sent another email to you. The subject line on this one reads Local Splash CIE, and I know goofy internal coding, but that's your calendar appointment. If you could go ahead and open that up and hit the yes option, that would be great.
Okay.
And then with any luck, it'll behave itself and it'll update on my end. And it did. Thank you. Perfect. Okay, let's see. Thing. We're looking pretty good. All right. Just double checking a couple of other things. Referencing back and forth here. Okay. And then the next thing we'll need to do is set up your security question and answer. We set this up if in case there's ever a question of whether or not it's us. Just because there are a lot of fakes running around out there. So if you're ever in doubt, or honestly, to be safe, I would always ask if when I call you tomorrow, you can certainly ask me the challenge question. If I can't answer it, then it's probably not me. So we've got three options. We can do mother's maiden or the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
City I was born in.
And what is that city?
Provo.
Provo, Utah. Now I have to make sure I type it in here right. Twice. It acts like a password and it X's them out. But we got it. Alright, that all looks good. So, Brock, is it you or you and a crew?
I've got a couple of sales guys, but mostly me.
Yeah. Well, this will help get you growing.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm just focusing here, but I was trying to branch out to Idaho for a bit, but the margins are different there, and then the interest rates skyrocketing made it so we couldn't make it work there.
Oh, wow. Wow, I wouldn't have thought there'd be that much difference in margins from one area to another, but there are. That's interesting.
Well, yeah, just because our main competitor is whatever the utility company is in the area.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And so area to area, that's very different.
So the power companies are installing solar too?
No, but... when, you know, people are buying their electricity from them, if they're all selling at a really cheap rate, I mean, that's the rate that we need to beat for people to want to switch, you know?
Okay. That makes sense. Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that. All right, Brock, I am to the billing page. So on your credit card, does the company name appear or just your first and last and middle initial?
Well, it's got my name and then also Shackett Enterprises. So either one is probably fine.
And then 26114 North 121st Avenue, Peoria, Arizona, 85383.
Yep.
All right. Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right.
4856.
Okay.
2003.
Got it.
072.
Okay.
3992.
Perfect. All right. And then the expiration, please.
823.
And the 3-digit security code.
478.
Update that. And then I'll go ahead and send that through. So it's going to be for $200 for your first month of ads. And then the one-time $99 setup. And then the setup falls off after today. And then, so I've got two more emails on the way to you. The one we need to handle is local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
And I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing on that one because I have to read it to you anyway. So we'll get the clicks done and then I'll read. So let me know when that one gets there.
Okay, got it.
It is awesome. About four sentences in is a click here, and that'll open up a new web page. And then once you get there, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a chat box, and then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears. So capital letters in the right places, middle initial.
Okay, let's
did everything right, it'll take you to a login screen.
So I'm seeing Google advertising.
Hey. Is that the when you opened the link, when you did the click share?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, in the payments area, it has the breakdown, and it says Google advertising instead of Facebook advertising.
Oh! Let me get that fixed for you. Oh, my. Let's see. He goofed. Because it is Facebook, but he oops. I'm glad you caught that, because our tech team would have taken that literally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that fixed, and then I'll resend that to you.
Okay.
Nice. Finance guy, the one that I had to have set up the invoice for me. It's payroll day, so I'm sure he's been slammed. But
mm-hmm.
Gosh, I hope he doesn't goof up my paycheck. Well, I'll tell you what, once he's fixing that, if you don't mind, we'll do the reading part. But we'll sit tight until he gets that fixed. And I can resend that to you. Fair enough.
Sure.
That worked. Okay. So the voice verification is required of us by our company, Local Splash. And it's recorded and added to your file as an added form of protection for you. Let's see. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read in your Facebook ads.
Okay, Power Camel.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Rock Shacket, owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash to run your Facebook ads?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? So, for example, if you decided to run more Facebook ads, but maybe doing them yourself, just let us know so we don't run into you, so we don't step on each other's toes, or if you add anything like TikTok, things like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 28th, 2022, in the total amount of $299, the breakout of which is $200 for your first month of Facebook ads and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate for your Facebook ads is $200, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Excuse me. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 28th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. Now let me find out what is going on here. He's telling me it glitched. So, Brock, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, let me see. I'll make sure that that gets reset to you so that it reads Facebook ads. Everything I've got here in all of my work that I'll be sending over to a technician reads Facebook ads, so there should be absolutely no question. And I'll mention that tomorrow on our call too. Would you mind going ahead and doing the click and the typing your name, and trust me that I will get it fixed and you'll be running Facebook ads, not Google ads. Actually, it would even glitch out if they tried to do Google anyway. Because Google is in a $300 increment. They wouldn't even run them. So, you'd be all right with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I appreciate it. And then I'm going to stay on top of this and make sure it gets changed. Let me know when you hit that login screen.
Yeah, I'm at the login screen.
Perfect. All right, so that's actually where you're going to log in to your dashboard, and we'll get you those credentials tomorrow morning during your call.
Okay.
And you are all set for now, Brock. I'm going to stay on top of this, make sure that we get that fixed so that it reads Facebook ads, and then I'll get that resent to you as well, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.